We cannot imagine an ocean without any tides. Tides are part of the ocean. A captain of the ship uses the tide for his advantage, and the ships comes to the port or leaves, they wait for the high tides. Without high tides, sometimes ships are docked in the port for 5 days, 6 days. They say, we can't move, we are waiting for a high tide. On the new moon or full moon time, high tide comes, the captain of the ship uses the high tide to his advantage to navigate. Our mind, we cannot visualize the mind without thoughts, the thought waves. Mind cannot be without any thought waves. Mind without any thought waves is like a dead person. Like a ocean without any waves, we cannot visualize. It cannot be there. Mind without any thoughts, it cannot exist. It is part of the mind's nature. Thoughts do come. When the thoughts come and people say, I cannot meditate, my mind goes all over the place. So many thoughts comes. Yes, so many thoughts should be there. And if I want to learn swimming, I will be sitting by the beach saying that when all waves subside, I will learn swimming. It won't happen. So I'll be wasting the whole life. You have to jump in. Jump in into the ocean to learn swimming. You cannot wait for all waves to subside. So is to meditate, I have to practice. I cannot say my mind goes everywhere. I cannot meditate. Mind, the nature of the mind, in the Upanishad talks about laye sambhodaye chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat samam praptana chalayet. It is talking about mind is a very dull mind. Mind, generally we are sitting by the beach, we want to wait for all the waves to subside. You get up, you have to get up. The person, a dull person's mind and a meditator's mind from outside looks similar. Very calm, a dull person also, not many thought waves. It's a very dull person. The realized person also, meditator, very calm person. The difference is the dull person, very dull, nothing gets done through him or her, whereas a meditator's mind, highly creative, highly dynamic person, meditator. Laye sambodaye, get up from your inertia, try to fight with the battle of your life. Try to fight with the waves. Thought waves are coming. You work on that one. When the thought waves, learn the art of swimming. Dive deep. Dive deep. Like a diver in the ocean dives deep to pick up the pearl deep within. Within, it is not that precious stones are not visible on the outside. The diver dives deep into the bottom of the ocean to pick up the pearl. So is, we also must learn to dive deep within to pick up the treasure, hidden treasure within. We are all special. Everyone has a fingerprint. Fingerprint in the... if you are uneducated in India, they take a thumbprint. You can't sign, okay, put a thumbprint. Now in the digital world, everyone thumbprint. It's a square one thumbprint. So everyone's thumbprint is unique. Everyone has a unique signature. Everyone is so special. When you start diving deep within, you realize what is your speciality. We don't know what is my speciality. I am just living as my boss says. I don't know, whatever he gives me task, I will do. I am living for somebody. Whatever my wife asks me to do, I will do. Whatever my husband asks me to do, I will do. I don't know what I stand for. We have to discover what is my unique signature. I have to discover by meditating. Suppose you are working in a corporate, so challenging, you had to do a presentation, you start contemplating, your thoughts gets clearer. You can handle your work life also better. When you start thought waves means it is not a straight line. Sometimes I'm waves coming up and down. You find a trough and dive in. The chances of my finding the trough is very high when the dawn is still dark. That is why they say, get up before the sunrise. It is called as Brahmi Muhurta, 90 minutes before the sunrise. It's a very conducive time. Nature is in a sattvic mode. Your thought waves are calmer. You can dive deep. Get up early in the morning. Early in the morning, dive deep. Calm you helps you to discover your unique signature. And try to avoid having heavy meal at night. Late night, you try to have your dinner by 6 or 6.30, not to have meal at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And try to have early meal and thought early to bed, early to rise. And also associate only with people are having a higher aspiration in life. Not only how to make one extra dollar. Only people who are only after the material things, mind is very agitated. Your mind also is agitated. It is talking about meditation, how to do that one. Sri Krishna gives the possibility, shanay shaner uparamet buddhya dhriti grihitaya atma samstam manakritva nakinchidapi chintayet. Sri Krishna talks about meditation little by little. You can't say, I don't have time. He says, start with 2 minutes. Not 1 hour, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, little by little. Allocate time for yourself. Why? You are in search of yourself, what I stand for. Shanay shanay uparamet. Think of higher possibilities, not ordinary possibilities. Not think like majority, I want to make one extra dollar, two more properties. I want to change my car, upgrade my phone. It is an ordinary. You have a higher ability. When you are born as a human, already you are able to achieve greater things in your life. Uparamet, how you get the higher ideals, what else I can achieve in my life, higher possibilities in my life, and not to let yourself down, higher possibility, buddhya, uparamet, buddhya grihitaya, use your intellect as a discrimination. Mind cannot decide. Mind says, I want this one today, tomorrow it changes. Use your viveka, buddhi. What is good for you? Good for you, buddhya grihitaya. Buddhya means associate yourself with inspired people. They will show what is better for you. We don't know. We go by the current trend. Whatever media says, we go by that one. Association with an inspired person is very important. Then our focus in our life changes. Buddhya Dhriti. Dhriti means you are not moving. Associate, you need to have a inspired teacher in your life. Teacher, when the ship is moving, when the lighthouse is there, ship won't lose the track. Ship knows, goes looking at the lighthouse, travels. When you have a teacher in your life, like a lighthouse, you won't be misled in your path. Have a teacher in your life. Buddhya Dhriti. Stay focused. Grihitaya. Anchor yourself to the higher possibilities. Atma Samstam. Atma Samstam. Manakritva. Bring your mind. Atma means mind. Atma means body. Atma means the Bhagavan also. Connect yourself. Highest possibility is Supreme Lord. He is there everywhere. Atma Samstam Manakritva. Na Kinchidapi Chintayet. Na Kinchidapi Chintayet means when you are focusing on higher possibilities, not to let yourself down. Always stay focused on higher possibilities, not to look for ordinary things in your life. Na kinchidapi chintayet means not to think of ordinary things. Always think on higher possibilities. When it is happening, the meditation dawns. Meditation to dawn, we have to look for the low tide. Low tide, if I say I am meditating in the evening, mind is very tired and I can't meditate. Low tide, early morning. Early to bed, early to get up, and right lifestyle, and through Atma Samstam, body, enable the body, make the body strong, and meditate every day. And meditator, Sri Krishna talks about na buddhi bedham janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Sri Krishna talks about how a meditator is there, how the meditator moves around in the world. Joshayet sarva karmani. Moves around the world with inspired. Not a dull person. Meditator is not a long-faced person, very dull person. Joshayet. Full of josh. Full of energy. Sarva karmani. Does joshayet sarva karmani. Does everything. Vidvan yukta samacharan. Samacharan, the yogi, inspired person, with vigor, with integrated mind, does the action to move around the world to inspire others. So, the meditation doesn't make you dull person. Why meditate? Joshayet. You will be doubly energetic. You can do. Otherwise, job would have taken to do, complete your task, 8 hours. If you are a meditator, you can finish the job in half the time. Your efficiency increases, creativity increases, dynamism increases. You will become an asset to your family. You become an asset to your employer. You will become an asset to the community. So, meditation. You must meditate. Meditate consolidates our, what we stand for. Our thoughts, mind is all over, consolidates our personality. So before meditating, you need to have a knowledge. Without knowledge, you can't meditate. Even Rakshasas, demons, they did meditation. Terrorists, they are doing meditation. They are meditating, how can I destroy other person? With a negative mind, when I meditate, only negative things get consolidated. With a positive mind, how to get the positive out? How can I be a value for others? With a positive frame, with the right knowledge, right teacher, when you start meditating, higher possibility dawns. Just because you are meditating doesn't mean it is a great person should have a right understanding. It is a Joshaya Sarva Karmani Vidwan. Vidwan means knower. Knower of higher things. You should know first. Associate what to meditate on. Then you meditate. Best in you comes out. Meditation is not an option but a must to bring out the best in you so that you are of a great asset to the community while you are here and beyond your time also, your contribution will be of value for others.